Mishabei Bahad. Yen Mishagoyim Ne, and he had to ask the Bracha Neid Ne. And just patience with him. Mishnoma. You know what? There was no ranks. Mamish no ranks, Bahad. Baram Mishabei Bahad. You know. He told me, the Lala of Rebbe's Gaba told me, it was the Gaba of the Hilger Moshe Matcha Lala. He said there was a lot of Chassidim. It was some Baram Moshe Matcha. It was the Kaddish Ador. The Moshe Matcha Lala. And some people were Lalev Chassidim, were embarrassed. They were embarrassed to be Lalev Chassidim, because they used to hang around in Lalev. I saw the Bracha to mention them and this and that. You go into Lalev Shtibel, you know. The breast of a mesh arm until Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Ben Lev came and made order there. There was a balagan over there. People were throwing towels at each other and you know, like all ranks, all ranks of it. Same thing. It's by Moshe Weber. A person could feel embarrassed. By there, you go into there, and who's there? This person, that person. Or Tzacheni, he saw the Hechta mentioned, the greatest people there. He saw the greatest people there. He gave Shurim and Itzchayim to Mekubalim in the middle of the night. All ranks were the same. Mamish, all ranks were the same. These are Klal Yistik mention. These are Tzadikei Emes. Tzadikei Emes, so understand. The Toiv Moed. Moed Gazara. I've got a picture here of one of my kids, my oldest. For the field, one of my oldest sitting on his lap. My oldest daughter Malkim, she's a little girl, was sitting on his lap, and his mom was like giving us so much attention. A Yiddish kind, you know, he didn't have any children. A Yiddish kind, and he had so much time, he had patience, and his mom was like, he put it on his lap. I have a picture of it. Didn't have any children. No. So Yid came from America. Yid came from America once. A few bachelors from Lakewood, and they're told to go into Rama Shveva. And I saw him, gewaltig, you know, he's always gewaltig. You remember him? Always a fresh guy. Somebody came in and said, Shlom Zalman was by you yesterday, yeah? He said, yeah, didn't make anything out of it. And then they asked this guy, what was Shlom Zalman? He said, yesterday he lost his wife. Yesterday he got up from Shiva, from his wife. He didn't have children, he had him and his wife. And yesterday he got up. Yesterday he got up from his wife. Yesterday he got up from Shiva. I couldn't believe it, you know. He was like he's just come up from a beautiful vacation, like he was fresh and everything. And it was Nisbar that yesterday he got up from Shiva from his wife. Like he's always fresh, always gewaltig, and always. He lived in a tiny apartment, you know, and he had nothing. He had Nali Bai, he didn't go with shoes even. A lot of times he went, you know, and just like, and then Gashmi is nothing. Always fresh and always geschmack, but it's obviously strong. I told you, I walked once there, Simchas Torah. Walked into shul with two such scary looking people. And he was in that small tzaddik. You know, Kvam Shlang, you know, Shlom Zamer. He's walking with these two big, you know, big, enormous people, scary looking people. I wouldn't want to go near them. I walked into shul with them holding their hands on Simchas Torah. It's like going under there, huh? I asked him who these people are. I said, I came to him 3 days ago. The way they look. And he says, Shabbos, they're already Mekayim. That was their first Shabbos in their lives. They were Mekayim. That's Simchas Torah, it's on Sunday, Monday. I don't remember where I was. A few days early in the week. How are you? How are you? Came just on time. Maradik. We have time. Sit down. He said, they're ready Shabbos, and they're ready this, they're ready. The Pashtanim, they understood a Yid. They understood every single Yid. It was Moedik, it was Gavaltik. That's how we have to live our lives. Let's give Yidin. Shem Zerch Ataka to the Gula Shnei of Amitis from here of the Korah. Mamish beautifully was. Even when he was Betachlis, his Gavras. I was there once and there was a... He was on the phone to two people. A husband and wife were screaming at each other over the phone. Phoning him and having their over the phone. He was Mamish Bez Gabras. He was telling one of them, I heard him say, Atashakar. He was telling the husband or the wife, I don't know who. And he was like, you know, and then he turned around to me with his beautiful smile. Like to show me, don't worry, I'm not out of control. I know what I'm doing. Like, you know, he was like speaking on the phone like this to thing. And he turned around to me like this. He had the biggest smile. And I was, you know, they need this now, they need harsh discipline now. But they didn't take me out of my care, don't worry. That was a beautiful Yid. A beautiful Yid, huh? Yeah, Shibzaych, everybody's busy. I don't want to take everybody out of their way. appreciate it. Mamish Shkoyach. Everyone wants to stay, can stay with pleasure. You have to catch the mirror tender. You have to be downstairs at 3:15. And it's a big chizik, a big lesson we have to take from the parasha. Also, the way we look at other people and this and that. I remember I heard Rav Moshe Weber saying, I'm scared to be, yeah, I'm scared to say on this. He wanted to be machazik somebody once. And somebody came from, interesting, Bochum used to come from Meir, for Litvish years. He had a very, like, different, I once bought him a few Bochum and Talmidim, and learning at Rav Wilson's. And so I bought him to him. And he started firing them, bash, 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 bash. You know, like, to show them, you know, they came to him, they asked him a psakasha on something, you know, so he, like, pounded at them. He had different anhogs, all of chinuch anhogs. Yeah, I heard him once saying to somebody. He says, "For you, it's more important for you to hear a joke of a litzonis macher than the shmuz of a mashgiach." It's best to hear the litzonis from a litzonis macher, be the shmuz from the inad. They want to be mistam and mechazik and those whatever. He's cool. Always mechazik. You know, he could say these things. Say in interesting zachen to mechazik somebody. You need to hear jokes now. He wasn't embarrassed. He could go down to everybody's matzav to lift him up. And that was the moed. He used to talk about the Lubavitch Rebbe, but always he talked the same Indian. The Rebbe knew how to go down to everybody's level. And the Rebbe knew. So he remembers he had a niece. I don't know who it was. A niece of his. So once they called the Rebbe, sound he was going in, going out. I don't know exactly what. And she came to him with a tzara. A girl. The girl stopped the Lubavitch Rebbe, and he said, "You remember the Rebbe put his foot up on a chair, like this, and like this, and he listened to her for a quarter of an hour. You know, Lubavitch Rebbe, somebody's got the whole world, and he's a cop. Somebody's got the whole world in his cup, and he listened to a Yiddish girl's tzaras for a quarter of an hour." He said, "You know, that's mamash. He always used to preach. He never preached moifsim and dusni other zech. Preach to this is it's a verstehen that there's no such thing as kindness. Yid is no such thing as kindness." A yid means good, and every yid is a mikdash mat. That's what we have to learn. Not to be impressed with the yeshli rav. No, mamash, we're living in a dor where it's so everything is how big, how many, how grand, what car, what this, what the other. It's all the dor, a dor of Gavas Edom of yeshli rav. So we have to take on the same thing. I told you that somebody once sent her to the Baruch Rebbe. Somebody once sent her. He was in a Fabrengen and Yad Kislev and Karachabad, and he sent her a letter of complaint to the Rebbe. I told you this one. Then letter of complaint. He says, "Rebbe, bchlalishkat kan chasidish atam." He says, "There are people there with cuckoos and people there with long hair." He sent a letter to complain to the Rebbe that his mamish bchlal didn't have a chasidish atam. The Yad Kislev and Karachabad. So the Rebbe sent them. He said, "If one of those people once." Not now, 5 years down the line, he's going to once put tefillin on. Was it worth it that they were there, or not worth it that they were there? Or was it worth it to have a chassidish of Abrengen? That, you know, that you should enjoy it at the expense of Yen and never putting tefillin on? Or was it worth it that there should be the hippie there in order that once he should put tefillin on? Different erech b'chlal, you know, once he put it on, what's he going to change his life once putting tefillin? That's not our tzaddikim, that's not how you look at something. It's once, so it's a katnas. Say it, but there's no katnas. We just said there's no katnas in Kletzer. There's no katnas. Echad amarbe, echad amarbe, v'ad shechavim l'shamayim. And how many mices there are, Rav Moshe Weber told me, how many mices there are from complete balchuvas from putting tefillin on once. How much complete balchuvas from putting tefillin on once? That's besides the point. That it's all a hachana for more. But there's no such thing as katnas. You get a yid to do a mitzvah. There's no such thing as katnas. No such thing as katnas. That's what we have to internalize. And then, you know, make life ourselves much easier, and make life how we view things. You know, the worst kehillah, not kehillah, the worst sprach to hear, the worst language to hear is you see people, you know, being mazal, balabatish. You know, that type of language, that's, you know, yeshli rav. We're impressed with this. That's you know, that's socialism. You're just pushing yourself up. And the person has to say no. If the person's got to know what's right and what's wrong, the person's got to say, look, they don't know. If you don't like it, so go mimakar of them. If you think they should be doing more, so go and tell them. You know, don't just push them down. Push them down is that. Let's say so. Always remember that a bunch of them built a palace of zov kesef tchilas argom and talas shani for katnas tikkun for tzebrachan eidin to be malat to be meroyim and tzebrachan kaitel. To make big Eden out of, to make God out of kindness. Hechad amara vechad amara. Moridika lesson. Gewaltige lesson. That's the whole Indian of tzitzis. Every Eid is tie. Every Eid is a ben. There's a saying from the Baal Shem Tov. Yede Eid is a ben yuchadl. Every Yid is a Ben Yochid by the Rebbeinu Shemayim. The end of the Parsha Shlach Lecha, the end of the Shlach Lecha. As we forgot to say, that's what the
Yid...
Oh, that's right, that's Koyach Lomdus. Big line. Bayis Molis Forum. Be a little mezuzah on the door. A bayis molis from. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm not spoiled from molis from. I'm not spoiled from bayis from. Kuloi treilis. Shada gavaldi gatalis. Kuloi treilis. You know, your guy comes in with no tzitzis. Beautiful beget. Without any tzitzis, the whole beget's treilis. So Rebbeinu Shlomo, but I told you to put one thread of treilis. You're coming. He comes with the yesh giraf. He puts his kara comes with his big lumdas. No, but this is a gavaldiger bayis. It's molis from. It doesn't need a mezuzah. And she says, no, you need a little mezuzah. That's the shmirah. Everything in Korach is looking at katnas versus godless. If you have the kat, if you have godless, you use mezalzel in katnas. That's what Rebbeinu Shlomo says, no. That's the same as the nekuda. Such a gavaltig nekuda in our own avodas Hashem. Such a meridik nekuda. And how to view the door, how to view people. And only somebody who understands that can help Eden. Compassion can help Eden. Can help Eden. All different thing. I've experienced it, Tamina, all different types, all different. This nakuda is always the nakuda, always the nakuda that helps. Different nakuda, different problems that people have. Starting them off with them. So there's a boy, and who's today learning a lekot. He learned a toma for a few years. He's at Sala, Mamish. He was a boy who was poigim, and don't ask what. And he couldn't climb out of it. And I gave him the tzetel cotton to say, the Hilgir Mamelech. A person should feel that there's an Asia God living over in front of him and he'd be willing to jump in, you know, the settle cotton it's called. It's a settle cotton. And today he's learning a liquid. He learned a tomo, and that's how he climbed out of Mamish out of the, you know, I don't want to say the thing, Mamish, that's how he climbed out of Tachlis Atoma from a settle cotton. It's more like a person climbs out. Through. But ma'at in Russia. If you're willing to see the ma'at, so you don't see your Russia. You don't see your Russia. High is doing terrible things. Look at the ma'at. Take him out of there from the ma'at. Bism English. He walked out of the Bism English at tzaddik. I don't believe a guy walked out of the Bism English. He just had to go in. It's a brachin with katnas. He walked out already at tzaddik. Roy of Shalom. You know, some people look down. I'm sorry. Roy of Shalom. Yeah, you know, it's Roy of Shalom. Roy of Shalom. Yeah, everybody's good, you know. I remember the mayor, once said the Baruch Rebbe, everybody's good, and he's a Makarav, you know, like he says good words to everybody, and even the biggest Rishon go to him, and he doesn't tell them off. And this and that. So I went to ask Ramesh Veva. Ramesh Veva said to me, Ramesh Veva said, where does it say in the Torah, Hazachech Tachich Hasamisecha means this? He says there's a world called Darkei Noyam. There's a world called Darkei Noyam. He says the biggest Hachech is Hamisech. If you can makarav somebody with Darkei Noyam, he says that's the biggest Hachech. You makarav a mitzvah, but Hachech you have to be machiach him like this. You machiach him with Darkei Noyam. And then it works. That's how Aaron HaKohen used to be makarav. You know, some stone is quite effective. If he was chosen. Shkoyach. Because Rav Akiva's whole musig was a musig of Masaira Midor Ladora. That's Rav Akiva's whole musig. Of Masaira Midor Ladora. Giving over the Torah, giving over the Heilige Torah, and Peh Midor Ladora. So Rav Akiva, Zidua Rav Akiva came from Esav. Esav is Kitzayid Bepiv. Zager Adoimi. Esav is Kitzayid Bepiv. Peh is Toshabal Peh. Toshabal Peh is Masaira. Esav was also the Chena, was Zalzel and Tzadikim. And that was the Pinam of Koyach, and that was the Tikkun of Rebbe Akiva. Ikkun Nakud of Rebbe Akiva is Tereshabat Peh's name of Messiah. Messiah is Midor Lador. Kamat Lalaz Gemara did today in the Choyrus. The Gemara talks about the missions and prices of Pechanav Nachala. The Gemara that says, Akira, why you know Rav Sheshes knows the Nachala? He doesn't know the Imrus of Iran. Nachala says Rashi is the Mishnah of prices. Mishnah of Rises, that's the Messiah of Torah. It's called the Bechin of Nachla. Nachla is something that's Teachuz, it's Nachla, it goes Midar the Torah. That's the Indian of Torah Shabbat. sins, and a child starting a new Messiah, a new link. A new link in a Messiah. So this is a parasha to me, to your Mechazik then in a Messiah. Yaakov Avinu is the Ishtam Yeshval, and he was fighting for Bechir on Messiah. Yaakov Avinu asked from all the problems in Klai, Meraglim, everything Yaakov. And Meraglim, in Chetam Koyrach, we call him Al-Teichel Kavoidi, V'leinizka Ben Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was a side. Yaakov Avinu was a side of the Messiah. Made it therefore from all the machlekes and yes, we call him Al-Teichel Kavoidi. Koyrach and Yaakov Avinu, the number together. So my dear Zach, the ganze Welt steht auf Messiah, auf Tzadikim. The whole world stands on Tzadikim. Ha'ele told the Shemayim Ha'aretz Bi'i Baram. Bi'i Baram says the Medrash of Zayis is Avraham. Avraham is the Tzadik, the first thing there, the Tzadik. Ha'ele told the Shemayim Ha'aretz Bi'i Baram. You're fighting with the Tzadik, you're fighting with the Bria. So Korach was fighting with the Tzadik. No, it's the Bria, Yivra Hashem. Pascha Adama is Pia. The Bria felt his own. The Tzadik is, keeps the whole Bria, the Tzadik is Makai, the whole Bria. Ha'elek ha'a Tzadik is Yichayel ka the Bria. The Bria is going to be like him. Bria, Yivra Hashem.